Hello, and you are listening to You Are What You Listen To. And you know, music is such a hard road to navigate. And you know what? I want to be your guide on this long tour of about 3 minutes and 30 seconds, really. It's not that long, but our first song is by Bryan Adams, You Belong to Me. It's one of his newer ones, really good rock one. But I just want to give you guys a little 30-second preview and think, you know, I like this. So I'm going to download it. Here's Bryan Adams, You Belong to Me. Let's go. When I first listened to that song, you know, and you just kind of know Bryan Adams from all of his later hits from the 80s, most 70s and the 80s. And, you know, I've never really been a big Bryan Adams fan, but I loved that song when I first heard it. It mixed a lot of nice things together to where it was a good song you just want to listen to and your ears just kind of enjoyed it. And now we got a new one. She was on SNL a couple weeks ago. Really new and upcoming artist. Her name's Maggie Rogers, and this one is called Lights On. So hopefully you guys will flick the lights on for this one, because this one is a good one. And when they said Maggie Rogers was going to be on SNL, I had no clue who she was. Literally no clue. But then when I first started listening to her music, I was like, man, that is some good music. And this song was just so perfectly blended together. Oh, it's such a good one. And now, a lot of people, if you know me, a lot of people probably listening to this don't know. Huge, huge, huge ABBA fan. I watched Mamma Mia the first time, boom, hooked. I love ABBA. I watched the other one the other night. Still a pretty good movie. Mamma Mia is a good movie. But the highlight for me out of all of those movies is gotta be the music. So this is kind of one of their more underrated hits. I would say there's a lot of underrated ABBA hits. But this is one of them. It's called Move On. Groovy little tune. But it's Move On by ABBA. Hope you enjoy. Now with that really good tune in the past, a lot of people did not know, and I really certainly did not know until later after watching the series for many, many times, that David Duchovny is actually an artist. Now, a lot of people, I bet, did not know that, but really good actor, but he also has very good music, okay? Now, one of the first hits I listened to from David Duchovny, I wouldn't say it's a hit for me personally, but hopefully it's a hit for you too, is Hell or High Water. And it's such a cool song just to listen to David Duchovny. You think he just acts? Nope, he writes books. He sings. So, you know, hopefully give this song a chance because I think it's really, really good. So, this is Hell or High Water by David Duchovny. So you're probably thinking, holy cow, he has a lot of new artists I've never heard of. Well, here's another one for you. The young novelist. They're not new, but to me they're pretty new. Love all of their music. They have two albums out. I swear you should all go listen to it if you want to listen to them. It's called Palindrome, and it's their first song on their first album, and it's such an incredible song. I've listened to it multiple times. Smooth to the ears. Your ears will love it. They'll rejoice when you listen to the song. But they just have two albums out. Really cool alternative beats, vibes to them. Take a listen to it. It's Palindrome right now by the Young Novelists. Now, this guy has been on the scenes for many years. And you know, he's got a lot of good hits. His name's Andrew something. I don't want to mess it up, so that's why it's Andrew M. I'm gonna say in the wilderness, I think it's called Ohio, this next song. But he's just been in the music scene for a long time. This is a really good hit, a really good tune, so just take a listen, hopefully you like it. This is Andrew something in the wilderness, Ohio. And my very last song to finish it out is I'm Still Standing. Elton John needs no introduction. He literally needs no introduction. He is an incredible artist. He's got so many hits, so many great hits. And you know, Personally, he's one of my favorites. He's for sure top five of all time. And so we're going to do I'm Still Standing, and I just want to give a great thanks if you listen. And hopefully I'll be back next week if I get a few people listening. But if not, that's okay with me. So thank you again. But my last song is I'm Still Standing by Elton John.